Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Speaking of moves, let's talk about Kefir and Taram. So we filmed a little bit earlier last week, didn't we? So this came out just after me and Neil had spoken on last week's show from Miguel Delaney, the chief football writer of The Independent, says Liverpool identified legend Son as a solution to their midfield problem. Kefir and Taram is seen by Jürgen Klopp as the perfect answer to the issue after Liverpool missed out on Jude Bellingham. Goes on to say, Liverpool are looking at OGC Mises. Kefir and Taram as an option for their midfield this summer. Jürgen Klopp is seeking to overhaul the state of the team and is seeking at least two players having missed out on Borussia Dortmund's Jude Bellingham. Goes on to say Liverpool want someone with energy and running, the ability to carry out the German's demands tactically. An assessment to Taram that he fits that bill after his considerable development in the French league. It's another name to add to the mix. There's been plenty of them. We spoke about plenty of them here on this show. We've spoken before about maybe it might just be a list because Liverpool aren't going to get to a situation where, like last year with Tchouaméni, it was him or nobody. They're not really in the comfortable position of that they need to get bodies in. Does it feel like that might be this way? He does sit somewhere on a list of potential options.
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone's on the list almost, isn't he? Everyone under the age of 27 who plays in midfield at a decent level is a potential player for Liverpool. I mean, I know he's not on the agenda here, but there was a story on the weekend about Calvin Phillips, wasn't there? There's possibilities everywhere. I think Liverpool would want a bit more of a sure thing. And I think Kefir Taram is clearly a player of huge potential, isn't he? You know, he's playing on a good side in the French league, you know, playing, have the pride of playing alongside Ross Barkley and Aaron Ramsey and Nicolas Pepe and the likes. Play for France, yeah. He's obviously got huge potential. It's whether they believe that potential is nailed on. And they did with Tchouaméni. They obviously did with Bellingham, despite not being able to get them. Or is he someone who just, they know exactly what they'll get from him if they put him straight into this Liverpool team? I think there's enough doubt there, isn't there, obviously? You know, not to go down the sort of soccer Saturday route of player doesn't play in England, so he can't handle the Premier League. Plenty of players can come in and immediately handle it. But that would be the question. Can he go straight into this team, or does he become a player that, you know, maybe, you know, huge potential, but maybe not, or maybe he does. But I would definitely, the price, the age, the profile, the type of player he is, the potential that he's got makes him someone who's definitely on a list, you know, that Liverpool would be looking at. There's a lot of players, a lot, like, you wouldn't believe how many players are, you know, you hear banded about around Liverpool. We talk about a lot of them on this show. Look, there's some underneath, obviously. Now there's another one we're going to talk about in a sec. I don't think you'd rule any of them out, really, beyond maybe anyone who's over 28 or anyone who's going to cost £150 million.
So anyone not named Jude Bellingham. Yeah. At this point in time.
Yeah. You know, I think Taram's in a maybe category. I think that would be the way. There's a lot in that maybe category, and it depends again. You know, there's stories, you know, we go back to another player, but Mason Mount, the stories this week that Chelsea are going to have face-to-face talks with him or have held face-to-face talks. They're going to try and make a play to keep him. You know, that has a knock-on effect, doesn't it, if they're successful. If they're not successful, there's a chance Liverpool get the deal done. If they are successful, of course, that's off the table. So you move down the list, don't you? And okay, who was underneath there? Okay, you know, others. Mateus Nunes was high on the list early in the season, or was pretty much, you know, a big target. That seems to have moved a little bit away. Who was underneath that name? You know, there's a lot of moving parts. I think obviously we'll see things start to solidify and you know, become a bit more clear. I think in the next month, you know, I think they're going to get into a position, aren't they, where they want to be ready to move. I think Jürgen confirmed that the return date for pre-season, the 8th of July, I think they want to have people through the door by then. They don't want to be in a position where it's like, right, okay, if we don't get him, who are we going to get? I think they want to be in a position where they know what they're getting. So I think May, we'll see a lot of things start to become a little bit more clear. Whether it'll involve Mr. Thuram, I don't know. Maybe he can bring his brother as well. Yeah. I think his brother's going to have a move in the summer. Yeah, Marcus.
If you can't get one guy out of a...
Yeah, I'd have Lillian. There was times this season when I would have had his dad.
he's still probably got a game for us yet. Yeah. Let's move on then, because on the João Paulinho stuff, he's the next name I want to speak to. Miguel Delaney also named him in his story. Dom King wrote something similar, saying he's a name on a list. I was looking before, obviously, at the when we went to the Thuram thing. One thing he can do, he can play as like that number six type role, but he can also play as an eight. Paulinho, again, Fulham, he's been predominantly
more of the holder
midfielder. A lot of the links that Liverpool have been, you know, you're talking your Mount and your Gravenberches and your McAllisters and your Bellinghams. It's been ahead of what you'd call number sixes. With Fabinho's form being what it was, it felt like maybe them getting a six was like almost a necessity, but there weren't too many names banded about. But now we're starting to hear a couple of them. Do you think they are going to play sign somebody who can maybe take his place and he becomes more of an option? Obviously, Stefan Pacetic is also in this mix, but
Trent's
playing, effectively doing the same job now. I don't know, there's two more names now on today's show who are more like, who can be more your holding players, which is a bit of a move away from the other conversations we've had in recent weeks.
Yeah, I think it depends on what they feel of Fabinho's decline this season, really. Is it a permanent one? Is it a manageable one? You know, a consequence of other things, systems and injuries and, you know, fatigue, whatever. I think if you were to sign João Paulinho, you're putting Fabinho on the chopping block, aren't you? You know, you're putting him in a position where it's like, okay, it's easy to... Let's say Curtis Jones. If Liverpool signed Mason Mount, you say, okay, that's someone who plays sort of similar to you, but, you know, you could play with him. You could both play in the team. You could alternate. I think if you're signing Paulinho, you're saying to Fabinho,
a bit.
Well, yeah, or like, you know, if you're not on it, there's your place gone. You know, it's that. He looks a good player. I like him a lot. I like both of the lads who play in midfield for Fulham. I know he's not a particularly, you know, I don't think Liverpool are going to sign him. But Harrison Reed, I've seen him play a few times this season. Thought, wow, what a good season he's had. And him alongside and Paulinho's, likewise, I think Fulham have been a really good side this season and play lovely football. Paulinho really ticks a fair few boxes, doesn't he? If you think of the age, he's got pretty good experience. He's not a kid, is he? He's you know, mid-20s. He's got the Portuguese sort of background, a good competitive element to it. He's got a bit of bite in his game, hasn't he? You know, he gets a lot of bookings, wins a lot of tackles, that kind of thing. Potentially a player who you could see moving up the league. After a year at a club like Fulham, having a year to acclimatise and doing well in the meantime. But that would be my question is, you know, where's your mind at with Fabinho? If you're Liverpool, are you in the position of, now we're in trouble, he's under pressure, potentially even would he leave the club? You've got Jordan Henderson there. I think Jordan's looking, he's struggling. But would he be revitalised by being moved into that sixth position? Possibly, as you say, you've got Bajcetic, who is a long-term option in there, played well this season, obviously, but this is an 18-year-old kid we're talking about, so we'll put a pin in that one for a bit. And then you've got Trent moving into that position where I don't think it's any sort of coincidence that probably Fabinho, I'm saying Fabinho's looking a bit better. Is it because he's just got someone right next to him to give the ball to, and you know, he just has to worry about sort of where he is off the ball, possibly. But if that's going to continue, then okay, that might be fine, mightn't it? So there's a few considerations there for that. I probably wouldn't have expected Liverpool to go and buy an out-and-out Fabinho replacement. I think ideally it'll be someone who's happy further forward, but maybe if you change the system or you play a different way, whether that's with Henderson in there or whether it's with Trent in there or whether it's with, you know, 4-2-3-1 or whatever, can sort of do a little bit of everything in there.
Is that where, like, and then you go back to Tehran with that, and then maybe Ryan Gravenberch.
Maybe
they're the two. That is the thing. And it's almost replacing Jordan Henderson, someone who can play as an eight, but if you need to be your deputy to Fabinho as number six,
yeah,
that does make a bit.
I think yeah, and also someone who's got the legs to do the ugly way. I mean, Klopp's made a big thing in recent weeks, hasn't he? You've heard him say it, the ticket into the team is what you do off the ball. That's why Curtis Jones is playing, obviously.
Why Jota's ahead of Nunes.
It's why Nunes isn't playing. You know, never mind who plays in his place. It's definitely why Jota's playing. You know, it's why Jordan Henderson's still on the side, even though he's struggling, because Jürgen believes that they'll do the side-to-side work in midfield. They'll do the space filling. They'll do the second balls. They'll you know, be part of the press. It needs to be someone like that, doesn't it? It needs to be someone like who's got energy in it. You know, there's players, and I might look stupid on this, but there's players I've seen linked with Liverpool. Ruben Neves might be a good example of that, where I think, I'm not sure about that. I think that changes a lot of what Liverpool do if they've got a Ruben Neves in there. Maybe a little bit Tielemans as well, when you see that. You think, that doesn't sort of... Maybe I'm just missing a lot. It wouldn't be the first time. But it doesn't tally with sort of what the manager's saying. The manager's saying, I want us to get back to this way of playing. So when you see Mason Mount linked, even Conor Gallagher to a degree, you sort of say, yeah, OK, I see what he's getting at. He just wants more legs and a bit more quality in there. I think Palhinha, you know, Palhinha, Thuram, different types of players, obviously, different profiles, but they definitely look like they're good enough to play for a bigger club or a better club. Better club, a terrible phrase to use. But a bigger club and a more ambitious club, or a club fighting higher up the table. So we'll see what comes of it. But there's a lot of names. Listen, we'll be on next week. There'll be another name. There'll be another face next to mine on that boxing post that we have at the start.
I hope so. That's the money ticket. We did say first night, fine, last week that I might be the star, but even I'm starting to concede that might not be the case.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Now, before we wrap on the midfield thing then, I thought it was a really good point you made before, but, you know, being ready to play, not only ready to come in, but ready to play. You know, it wouldn't be McAllister, Mount, Palhinha, maybe that's the mould as well, where it's like you're not worrying about them adapting to the Premier League. You've seen it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there might still be some doubts. I think Sam's a great player. I think he'd have no problem fitting in. Gravenberch, I don't know, because he hasn't played for a season. But I mean, if Jürgen's looking, you know, your bankers, you've got to pay a bit more for Premier League players. You know, you can say those, you can throw that into the mix as well. Like, I always thought this was Alex Ferguson was really, really good sometimes. He used to buy lads who were boss in the Premier League, and then and more often than not, he'd come in and be just as good. Is there a chance where Liverpool go and get three midfielders? There's someone on all three of them have been signed from teams in England. It wouldn't be the biggest shock for me.
No, it wouldn't amaze me, especially with the homegrown elements as to consider. I do think that there will be at least one player that would add to that quota. If you look at the way the Premier League's developed as well, it's become so strong, hasn't it, in terms of, you know, the level of player, really, and the level of tactical sort of sophistication.
Every team's got one, you think, wow, he's...
Yeah, and you look, I mean, I know that not every team in the Premier League is excellent. Obviously, there's a few poor ones, but there's a lot of good players within those teams. You go, do you know what, he's a really good player, and they're all pretty much set up, you know, quite well, aren't they? You know, they all like to play, but there's a lot who are good disruptors as well. And I think that maybe does factor into this, that, you know, it's maybe a certain demand is required to play in the Premier League, and having that under your belt already proven is a big tick in a box. You know, of course, the cross in the box is the money side of it. And, you know, another player we can throw into this, but Romeo Lavia was linked with Liverpool, I think, wasn't he, from Southampton? And, you know, you think about him last summer, never played. I don't think he'd ever played a professional game even. And by the end of the summer, it was talked that, oh God, Chelsea were going to try and sign it. You know, get him out of Southampton before he'd even sort of got his feet under him. To have that knowledge that someone can have a season, even if it's a difficult season, even if it's a season where their team struggled, to have that knowledge that, you know what, when you put them in the Premier League against De Bruyne or Bernardo Silva or Odegaard or whoever, Bruno Fernandes, they can handle it, they can mix it. It's a big plus. I wouldn't be amazed at all if Liverpool sort of... I wouldn't say they narrowed the search into that department of, oh, it's got to be Premier League proven, but I think I wouldn't be amazed at all if that was a sort of, you know, a decisive factor in some of the decisions that they make, where they go, do you know what? We've got that option there, we've got that option, the money's where it is, but we know what we're getting from whoever it is, you know, that he's ready to play in the Premier League week in and week out. It can only be a plus.
Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that part of Journo Insights. If you want to check out the show in its entirety, head on over to redmenplus.com. Sign up as a monthly club captain and use the code Journo, JOURNO, and you can get it for 99p a month for the first 3 months. But you've only got until midnight on April 30th to get that code in. It won't be valid after that. So head on over there right now. Redmenplus.com, sign up as a monthly club captain, use that code Journo, and check out the entire episode. See you there.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.